Community by Harry Venning and David Ramsden. Episode 6, The Parent Trap. Well, goodbye, Mum. It's lovely seeing you.
You too, Brian. Oh, you're the best son a mother could wish for. And Thomas, of course, he's the best grandson a granny could wish for.
And Claire?
Put my suitcase in the back of the taxi.
Yeah, of course, Mum. Oh, please, Mum, don't start crying again.
Sorry to be such a crybaby. I hate goodbyes. But by the look of things, I'm not the only one.
Well, Claire sends her apologies.
Too busy to come outside and wave me off.
Sort of. She's getting ready for work. It's her first day as team leader.
Well, I got the distinct impression she was happy to see the back of me.
Claire! No.
I didn't intend to stay so long.
I know you didn't, Mum.
Well, people just don't seem to realise how debilitating a hemorrhoid flare-up can be.
So you kept saying, Mum, but the most important thing is that you're leaving now. I mean, that didn't come out right. Don't cry, Mum. Look, you better go. You'll miss your train.
Well, look after yourself, Brian.
You too, Mum. Could you take my mother to the station, please, driver?
Righto, mate.
Phone me when you get home.
Yeah. Oh, Brian, I almost forgot. Guess who I bumped into the other day?
I've no idea.
Tracy Sharrock.
Did you, Mum?
Oh, it's a shame things didn't work out between the two.
Yeah, we were 12, Mum.
Anyway, she asked after you.
That's nice.
And she's left her husband.
Bye, Mum.
I'm just saying.
Bye, Mum.
I checked. She's on Facebook.
Good morning, team. My team, the team that I lead as team leader. And my first act of leadership is to declare this team meeting open.
Good.
Thank you. Thanks very much. I, of course, will be stepping into the shoes of Libby while she's back home in Australia on compassionate leave, visiting her very, very, very sick father in hospital. I'm sure I speak on everyone's behalf, and I wish Libby all the best as she embarks on a lonely bedside vigil that may last weeks or possibly months, maybe even years.
He's better.
What?
Libby's father. He's not ill anymore.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, Libby sent me a text. It was a complete misdiagnosis. It turned out to be wind.
Oh, well, that is good news for Libby.
Well, not totally. She says it's pretty bad wind.
So is Libby coming back?
Well, she was, but then the family went out to celebrate and her dad fell off a mechanical rodeo bull and he broke his leg.
Excellent. Now, may I introduce Joan? Hello. Joan will be covering for Helen, who is off work with stress.
Oh, stress? I thought she was suffering from concussion after banging her head.
No, Ray, it started out as concussion, but it has since developed into stress.
How did she bump her head?
Freak accident. She was asleep under the desk when a noise made her jump.
Did she often sleep under a desk?
Only after Libby refused to let her sleep on the top. But Libby's a real stickler for appearances.
Well, you don't get a second chance to make a first impression.
How true, Joan. How very,
very,
very true.
True.
Okay, first on the agenda, the abusive graffiti on the front of the building. Now, I have asked the caretaker to prioritise getting rid of it. That's one of the many urgent things that Libby never quite got round to doing, given the potential for distress that it could cause to both staff and service users.
Is it that negative?
Well, yes. Think so?
Surely it's all a matter of interpretation.
Interpretation?
Well, the way I see it, the writer is drawing comparison between the legendary Anglo-Saxon king and our own ceaseless efforts to hold back a rising tide of social inequality and debilitating poverty.
What are you talking about, Ray?
The graffiti. Social workers are a bunch of canutes.
I think you need to read it again, Ray, because that's not what it says.
Oh.
Megan, you wanted to say something.
Oh, yes, just a big thanks to everyone for their recent support, and Brenda and I cannot thank you enough.
Good news.
Oh, yes, great news, yes. As soon as the Pentagon found out that Brenda was a 7-year-old girl and not an international cyber terrorist, they withdrew their request for extradition to the United States.
Quite right, too. I mean, she hacked into the system, but it's not as though she launched any of their missiles.
Exactly! No, it was all a big mistake. although it's the last time I let her go on Moshy Monsters unattended.
All's well that ends well, Megan.
Some say there is no ending. It's just the place where you stop the story.
Thank you for that, Joan. Now, it has been suggested that we set up a parenting group for young fathers. So this can include absentee fathers, fathers who don't share the family home, fathers denied access, fathers recently released from prison.
Excuse me, Claire, I'm feeling I need some fresh air. I'm sorry.
Ray didn't look at all well.
He didn't, did he? Ray, can you put the kettle on while you're out there? And close the door. Now, a father's parenting group is something that Libby has tried before, but without thinking it through properly, with the inevitable, cack-handed, disastrous consequences.
Young men are a very difficult group to engage with.
Yes, indeed. They do have a fear of expressing or sharing emotions.
The walls we build around us to keep sadness out also keep out the joy.
Absolutely, Joan. Now, yeah, so what we need is an incentive, a carrot, if you will, to entice potential group members.
Well, there is no incentive so great as the expectation of a better tomorrow.
And as it happens, I have had a rather brilliant idea. OK, get this, right? Men hate sitting around in groups, OK? But they love playing football. So, and you're going to love this, why don't we get them to sit through a meeting with the promise of playing a game of football afterwards?
Well, like they do in the narcotics abuse group.
Did I? I wasn't aware of that.
Well, but you were talking to Meryl from the narcotics abuse group yesterday.
Yeah, but I mean, that wasn't what we were discussing.
Meryl was holding a football.
OK. I'm giving this one to you. You are running the group.
Oh, but I hate football. You know I hate football.
Tough. Think of it as a challenge.
No pain, no palm. No thorns, no throne. No gall, no glory. No cross, no crown.
Jane, could I ask you a question?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, do you read a lot of self-improvement books?
Yes, I do. How did you know?
Do you know that's just a lucky guess? Good evening, everybody, and what a splendid evening it is.
Thomas, look, it's Mummy.
Good day at work, Claire.
Fabulous. I was born to lead.
I need to talk to you
about... I need to talk to you too, Brian. I need to tell you and Thomas and Gnarly what a lucky woman I consider myself to be. There is nothing nicer than coming back to my own little family in my own little house, just the four of us.
Cup of tea, Claire.
You are joking.
Just calm down, Claire.
She came back. Why?
Who knows? Her broomstick crashed.
Look, she got to the station but had one of her turns, so she asked the cab driver to bring her back. Fortunately, Gnarly was here to let her in.
Oh, yes, what great fortune we are enjoying. Tonight, while I'm lying awake on your lumpy sofa, listening to your mother's foghorn snores coming from my room, I shall reflect on how fortunate I am.
Claire, what can I do?
She can stay tonight, Brian, but that's it. She's gone. Got it?
Got it.
Can you believe it, Claire? I'm still here.
No, Hazel. I can't believe it.
Oh, I'm such a nuisance. What's to be done with me?
When my great-grandmother felt she had become a burden on the family, she left the house at midnight and crawled into a snowdrift. It's just a thought, you know.
Brian, do you remember what I said to you just now?
Yes, Claire, I remember.
And remember what I said to you, Brian, just before Claire said whatever it was she said to you?
Yes, Mum, I remember.
Good.
Guys, can I have your attention, please? Guys, please, can I just have a word? A wee word? Thank you. That was a good night's training. And when I started Goldmouth Dads, I wasn't sure what to expect, but I've been delighted by the positive response that it's received. Attendance is up every meeting, the parenting group is vibrant, and the football, well, I'm more of a Scottish country dancing person myself, but I have to say, football fever is pretty contagious. Next week, the league matches kick off and Goldmouth Dads FC begins in earnest. So, good luck and thank you from the bottom of my heart. Yes, Joe, what is it?
Could you go outside, miss? We want to have a shower.
Okay.
And you saw her onto the train, right? No, Brian, just answer me. Did you put her on the train? And did you see the train pull out? With her on it? The train to Sheffield? The direct train to Sheffield? What do you mean you didn't check? Of course it makes a difference, Brian. She'll get off at the first stop and get a train back. Yes, Brian, she is that devious. No, it hasn't been just a week. It's been 10 days. I've been notching them up on the kitchen wall. Oh, I'll talk to you later. I come in.
Sorry to trouble you, Claire.
My door is always open. Are you settling in okay?
Oh, yeah, great. Everything's fine. Except I don't know what to do.
You're covering for Helen, so you just carry on where Helen left off.
Yes, well, that's the problem. I've been through Helen's files, her diary, her emails, her notes, and, well, she hasn't done anything since 2007. And that was to cancel a meeting.
I see.
The thing is, Claire, I need a challenge. The way I see it, good timber does not grow with ease. The stronger the wind, the stronger the tree.
Joan, what did we say about the platitudes?
Oh, I'm sorry. It just slipped out, but it's been over a week. I have to have something to do,
right,
or I get really stressed.
Okay.
What should I do, Claire?
Yeah, you should go back to Helen's desk and just use your initiative. I'm sure you'll find something to do.
I see. Okay. Thank you, Claire.
You're welcome.
I like the photo on your desk. Is that your partner, Brian?
No, it's Libby's brother, Craig. I thought I'd keep it, so he's much better looking.
Hi, I'm home.
Hello, Claire.
Hello, Brian.
Hello, Mummy.
Hello, Thomas.
Hello, Claire.
Hello, Gnarly.
Hello, Claire.
Brian!
Why, look at you, Joan, typing away. I told you that you'd find something to do.
Yes, Claire, you certainly did.
I don't think Helen's computer's ever seen so much activity. Don't wear it out. Are you going to come to the team meeting? It's about to begin in my office.
I won't if you don't mind, Claire. I really want to get this finished.
I don't mind at all, Joan. Please, carry on. Hi, guys. Sorry I'm late. And without further ado, team meeting open. Megan, you were wanting to talk to me.
Well, it's about Goldmouth, Dad. Started off brilliant, but the last couple of weeks, numbers have been dropping off alarmingly. I mean, to be honest, I'm having trouble scraping together a team.
That is baffling.
Well, it is. Honestly, things were going so well.
When's your next match?
Tonight.
Well, I shall come along and see what's happening.
Really?
Of course. Leadership isn't about sitting behind a desk whining to anybody who'll listen how difficult it is to get Vegemite in this country. Sorry, yes, right. Sorry, have you got something to say?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Claire. I'd like to apologise for my behaviour over the last few weeks. I have been rather withdrawn, taciturn, moody and, on occasion, tearful, as you've no doubt noticed.
No.
No.
But you haven't noticed at all?
No.
No.
I can't believe it.
Well, apology accepted. Moving on.
Don't you want to know why?
Why what?
Why I've been behaving like this.
Like what?
Oh, but I received some news, OK, which just so happened to coincide with the setting up of Megan's dad's parenting group. It turns out I am a dad.
A dad? Oh, sorry, Ray, I've got to take this. Look, Brian, unless you're calling me to say that your mother is gone, I do not want to hear from you. Well, in that case, I don't want to hear from you. Sorry, Ray, you were saying...
Yes, I'm a dad to a 30-year-old woman, the fruit of my one and only foray into heterosexuality, back when I was a confused young man. Now, I never knew my daughter existed, and now suddenly my whole life has been miraculously transformed.
Sorry, Ray. I don't care what the thermometer says, Brian. She doesn't have a temperature. She's dipped it in her tea. How do I know? Because Roger the Flaming Dodger used to do it every week in the Flaming Beano. Goodbye. Sorry, Ray, go on.
My daughter, Laura, has tracked me down, and I need to take tomorrow off. Laura wants us to meet up and to give me what she calls another chance to be her dad.
Sorry, Ray. Yes? Well, I can't remember if we were sold payment protection insurance or not. Yeah, but if it is the case, how much do you think you'd be able to get back for us? Really? That much?
Megan! Hi, Claire.
Oh, I haven't missed it, have I? As they arrived, everyone was walking off the pitch.
No, it's half time. Come on in. I'm just about to have a chat with the boys. So, 3-0. 3-0. You've let 3 goals in and you've scored none. I'm not happy, boys. Not happy at all.
Oh, please, miss, don't. Not the tea tray.
You're an embarrassment! A shambles and I'm ashamed on your behalf.
The thing is...
Shut up! When I want your opinion, Joe, I'll give it to you. Useless! Absolutely useless, every man jacking you. They are on the other side of that wall and they are laughing at you, and good, because you are a bunch of jokes. But I'm not having them laughing at me.
She's got another tea tray.
Where'd she get that from? Please, miss, could we just do the parenting? We don't want to do football anymore.
No, you cannot, you spineless, lily-livered, pathetic excuses for men. If you don't improve in the second half, I'm going to cut off your balls. I'm going to stick them on a plate. I'm going to feed them to my cat. Do you understand?
Megan, I think I might have worked out what's happening here.
Claire, do you mind? I'm busy.
Already dressed, then?
And already packed. I'm not staying in this house a second longer than I have to.
Oh, don't be like that, Mum.
She's made it perfectly clear that I'm not welcome and I do not need telling twice.
You've been here a month.
And you were in my womb for 9.
Well, it's not really the same thing, is it?
No, Brian, it isn't. I shall be leaving this place as I found it. You made a complete mess of my cervix. What?
All right, Mum, I'll see if I can...
Can you come out here, please, a second, Brian?
I'll just be a minute.
Now!
Coming.
His master's voice.
Go to work, Brian.
I will, but Mum is a bit...
Mum is a bit manipulative. Brian, she's a textbook passive-aggressive bully with total disregard for your feelings. People like her prey upon weaklings like you.
She's a frail old lady.
So is Robert Mugabe. Apart from the lady bit. If there's one thing I've learnt about your mother, it is that she is at her most devious when she appears to be at her most vulnerable. Just look at the excuses she's produced for coming back here. She's had funny turns, she took the wrong keys, scared by a pigeon, put her pants on back to the front, forgot a copy of 50 Shades of Grey. It goes on and on and on and on. Harden your heart, Brian. Before she destroys it.
But I'm not comfortable with this.
We both agreed I would deal with this situation. Now do as I say. Shout goodbye and leave. Don't look back.
Bye, Mum.
Bye, Brian.
There you go. You see, that wasn't so bad.
Judas.
Walk 500 miles and I would walk 500. Oh, God, Steve! Oh, John, you gave me a shock.
Sorry.
I thought I was the first in.
You are. I've been here all night. Working, working, working.
Not taking a break?
No, I can't leave my desk. Sorry, Megan, I'd love to chat, but I really, really, really have to get this work finished.
Oh, no, that's fine. I'll just sidle over here. Slowly, so as not to disturb you. In fact, I think I might just wait in the hall until someone else comes.
Megan! Wait! I've got a favour to ask.
What is it?
Like I said, I haven't been able to leave my desk all night.
What? Not even to...
No. Everything I've needed to do, I've done here.
Oh.
And I was wondering if you would mind emptying this for me.
I suppose not.
I'm afraid it's rather full. Careful not to spill any.
Right, I've got it.
You're dripping it.
No, sorry, sorry.
And once you've poured that one down the sink, could you make me a fresh coffee? I won't let it go cold this time.
So, Hazel, how come I didn't hear anything when you supposedly fell down the stairs?
I didn't supposedly fall down the stairs. I did fall down the stairs. My knee sometimes goes.
I wish you would.
Call Brian. I want to talk to Brian.
No, because Brian has left me strict instructions. He's not to be bothered. Nolly! Could you come downstairs, please? I need to have a word with you.
Of course, Pam. Shove over, Hazel. I want to get past. Thank you. What is it, Claire?
Did you hear anything untoward earlier?
Like what?
Like the sound of a large woman bouncing down the stairs.
I would recognize that if I heard it. Back home, our house was very small, and you couldn't get a coffin up to the bedroom. So when Grandma Totsa died, the undertakers had to roll her into a bowl.
Sorry, a simple, simple yes or no?
No.
See, that's really funny, because Hazel here claims to have fallen down the stairs.
Saved me a job.
My leg doesn't feel right.
Well, I didn't hear a thing.
Okay, Hazel, I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. Nothing. Because my first aid training tells me to leave you exactly as you are.
What?
Otherwise we might make things worse, okay? So you just stay there until you feel better, then up you get and off you go back home to Sheffield.
But I've landed upside down.
Yes, you have, haven't you? Clever you.
Claire.
She's faking it, Gnarly. I know she is.
But Claire!
No, Gnarly, listen to me. Yes, it looks cruel, it looks heartless, it looks horrible, I agree. But if we ever want to see her gone, we must harden our hearts to all the cries for help, groans of agony, and tears of frustration that she produces. If it's any consolation, I'm not finding this very easy either.
No, actually, Claire, I was going to ask, can I borrow the car tonight?
Oh, yes, of course you can, yeah. Right, okay, I'm off to work. Bye!
Hi. Hi, am I late?
No, not at all. I'm early. In fact, I've been here since it opened. It's been quite nice having the place all to myself, you know, a chance to think.
I'm not sure what to do. I mean, do we kiss? Hug? Shake hands?
Well, let's shake hands and see where it goes from there. Look, can I get you a tea?
Oh, yes, please. Although I could do with something a little bit stronger, to be honest. I'm a bit nervous.
Yes, yes, me too. Tell you what, let's start with the tea and see where it goes from there.
Good idea.
two teas, please.
Coming up.
I really wasn't sure about this. Right up to last night, I was still in two minds about whether I was going to show up or not.
Well, I'm glad that you did.
So am I.
So what have you been up to?
Good morning, everybody. Hello. Come on, where is everybody?
Claire. Over here, by the printer.
What are you doing hiding behind the printer? Where's Joan?
She's gone to get some more paper. It's run out. She's printing out all the work she's been doing for the last month.
So what's the problem?
Joan is the problem.
What are you on about? Joan is one of the most dedicated, conscientious and hardworking social workers this office has ever seen. She's been practically chained to that desk since she arrived here.
But it's what she's been working on. Look, Claire, read what she's been writing for a month.
All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. I knew Joan was fond of her platitudes. This is ridiculous.
Reams of it, Claire. With the same one line written over and over and over again.
Yeah, I can see what you mean. This isn't right. This isn't right at all.
Here's Joanie.
Another coffee, mate?
Oh, no, thanks. I'm going.
This morning's been a total write-off. How about you, love?
No, I'm off as well. I'm not wasting any more time on him.
Stood up?
Sort of.
Me too.
I'm supposed to be meeting my long-lost dad.
I'm supposed to be meeting early 30s, fun brunette, likes light opera, long walks and literature.
I hate all three.
Me too. I'm Mike.
I'm Laura.
Pleased to meet you, Laura. Let's go get a proper drink.
Good idea.
You know, perhaps I shouldn't be saying this, but I feel a bond between us already.
Oh, me too. It's so exciting. I find it so easy being with you.
Tell me if I'm moving too fast, but maybe we should leave behind the small talk and progress the heavier stuff. Really get to know each other.
Well, okay, I'm game if you are. So what things do you like?
Oh, you know, light opera, long walks, literature.
that's just super.
So what was your last relationship, serious relationship?
Well, that would be Troy.
Troy.
Yes, Troy.
A man.
Is that a problem?
No. No, of course not. I mean, it's the 21st century, for goodness sake. Nobody's 100% anything.
Well, you are the proof of that.
Let's alter the question slightly. Last girlfriend?
Well, that would be your mother. We only had sex the once, but can I say how pleased I am that we did? How about you? Do you have a boyfriend?
No, of course not.
Oh, well, that's a shame. As soon as you find a suitable young man, I insist you introduce him to me so that I can run an eye over him.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm not taking anybody up the aisle before I've checked out his prospects.
I'm a bit confused.
All the things that I've missed out on. Bouncing you on my knee. Giving you a bath. Wiping your little bottom. But we're going to make up for lost time, Laura, and we are starting this minute.
Laura? Who's Laura? Mike, you're freaking me out here.
Mike? Who's Mike?
Hello, I'm home.
Hello, Claire.
Is it just you?
It is just me. She's gone.
Hallelujah! I've had such a day, Gnarly. It's never easy having to section one of your own colleagues, but... to come home to a mother-in-law-free house, oh, Gnarly! All is well with the world.
It's good to see you happy again, Claire.
I told you, didn't I? I told you if we left her there long enough, she would go.
And you were right.
No problems?
No problem. Ambulance arrived. They put her on a stretcher. They took her away.
So she really did fall?
Oh, yes.
And they've taken her to the hospital?
No, to the mortuary.
Hi, everybody, I'm home. Has Mum gone?
Listening to Claire and the Community by Harry Venning and David Ramsden. Starring Sally Phillips, Alex Lowe, Mina Conti, Richard Lumsden, Sarah Tom, Adam Nagaitis, Paul Stonehouse, Stephanie Racine and Hannah Gordon. The producer was Katie Tyrrell.